Hello and welcome back, my dear children, to today's new episode on your favorite podcast, Once Upon a Time with Uttara. We are listening to the adventures of your favorite character, Draco the Friendly Dragon, together with the new characters in this season, Young Ayan, Little Alina, their friend Samir, together with their uncle Kabir. Lots has happened in the previous episode, and if you don't remember, I suggest you go back and have a listen, because the story is about to get more interesting and much more exciting. Ayan, Alina and Samir, together with Uncle Kabir, woke up really early the next morning. They were all excited to set off on their quest to finally reach Draco. And to be honest, they were also a bit nervous because none of them had actually seen a real live dragon ever before. But for now, they tried to focus on their upcoming journey. They had each packed their backpacks carefully with the essentials they would need to survive in the forest for at least 10 days because the distance to be covered was a lot. Uncle Kabir did not want to use any magic as far as possible for fear of alerting Fireball or Adar the Horrible in case they were in the vicinity. The small group was prepared with their weapons as well. Ayan carried his trusty sword and his powerful bow and arrows. Once he ran out of arrows, he planned to make more using sturdy twigs and branches from the forest. He had learned how to build his own weapons as a part of his training. Alina carried her dagger along with a pouch of magical herbs and a specially knotted coil of rope which the entire group would use while climbing up steep rock faces. Samir carried a large knife and a small axe with a really sharp-edged head. Uncle Kabir also carried some weapons in his bag but didn't show them to the children. He had, however, finally used magic to fix his leg temporarily for the mission. Otherwise, he would just be slowing the children down in the forest as he limped along. His magical leg was silver in color and was attached to his real leg. It was almost as good as a real leg and helped him move fast and without any pain. The only thing Uncle Kabir had to protect it against was water. The silver leg would not survive any contact with water and needed to be kept dry at all times. There was almost no chance of rain in this season as it was the peak of summer, so none among the group was really worried about rain. They would just have to be careful while crossing any streams in the forest while they were on their trek. After a quick and nutritious breakfast, the entire group conducted one last check of all their supplies, ensured that they each carried a copy of the map, checked the castle for the last time for enchantments, and set off into the forest. Each of them wore a thin silver chain around their necks. From these chains hung the transparent glass vials containing the precious antidote in powder form. This was required to wake Draco up safely from his sleep. Uncle Kabir had enchanted each of the four chains so that they would act as beacons in case any of them got lost in the woods. Given the total distance to be covered, the children had estimated that it would take them about 5 days to reach Draco and another 5 days to get back. Their first day in the forest went quite smoothly. The terrain was not too rough and they made good time, covering more than 30 kilometers. The map Ayan had drawn proved to be extremely accurate and it was easy to navigate by it. They were all feeling quite happy and positive when they settled down to set up camp for the night on a clear patch of land next to a small stream. Ayan speared some fish and started a fire to roast it, while Alina gathered fruits and berries that they could all eat. Samir and Uncle Kabir pitched their tent so that the four of them could sleep protected from the elements after they finished their dinner. They would take turns to keep watch for 2 hours each throughout the night to protect themselves from wild animals or any other threats. Knowing that the children would be tired, Uncle Kabir took the first watch and promised to wake Sameer up next. He in turn would wake up Ayan, who would finally wake up Alina closest to sunrise. Fortunately for them, their first night passed without a hitch and all of them managed to get enough sleep. They felt quite refreshed the next morning and after a quick breakfast were ready to resume their trek. Their second and third days also passed in a similar fashion and the children and Uncle Kabir quickly fell into a rhythm. They were just 2 days away from reaching Draco and their excitement was growing. On the afternoon of the fourth day, as they were passing through a very dense part of the forest, Alina realized that she had somehow got separated from the rest of the group and could no longer see or hear them. Ayan also quickly realized this and called out softly to locate his sister. None of them could afford to be too loud for worry that Adar was close to them. He quickly ran up to Sameer and Uncle Kabir and asked them to start searching as well. Normally, their chains would act as a beacon, but because of the dense forest, finding the exact position was difficult. Ayan, Sameer and Uncle Kabir spread out among the trees trying to locate the young girl. But try as they might, they were just not successful. Alina herself was desperately trying to find them as well. But she ended up moving in the wrong direction, which made her go further away from the rest of the group. Meanwhile, it was nearing dusk and would be dark soon. None of them wanted to spend the night surrounded by such dense trees where not even the light from the stars could penetrate. Finally, realizing that time was running out, Alina broke the one rule that they had all agreed upon and cast a powerful summoning spell. This spell was supposed to pull magical creatures close to the spellcaster. Alina linked the spell to Ayan, Sameer and Uncle Kabir. But any other magical creature in the vicinity would also get pulled towards her. She only cast it for 10 seconds as she knew that she was breaking an important rule. Alina was relieved to see Uncle Kabir's dark robes flutter in the breeze ahead of her in the fading light. Thank goodness, the spell had worked. Alina let out a cry of joy and sped towards Uncle Kabir, who was just turning around to face her. Even as he turned around, Alina realized that something was wrong. There was no silver foot here and no kind smile. With her heart thudding rapidly, Alina realized that the person standing in front of her was none other than Adar the Horrible and not Uncle Kabir. He gave a twisted smile upon seeing her and instantly raised his hand to cast a spell on her. Instinctively, Alina threw up her arms in defense, forming a magical shield. Thankfully, it was just in time. Otherwise, Adar's spell would have knocked her right to the ground. The little girl had barely caught her breath when Adar swished his hands again, hitting Alina with another spell. She barely managed to escape its path and it left an angry red burn all along the side of her neck. Alina was just wondering how to save herself from Adar's next attack when she felt herself being lifted up in the air and transported rapidly. The next moment, she stood in front of Uncle Kabir. He had used the summoning spell upon her, pulling her away from Adar. He had obviously done a much better job of it than Alina, as he had managed to keep Adar away and possibly save the little girl's life. Alina sobbed with relief and the small group hugged each other. It was only then that Alina realized that she had lost her silver chain and the precious vial with the antidote which had been hanging around her neck. Now they had only 3 vials left. This is where today's episode comes to an end, children. The story is about to get even more exciting. Join me next time to find out if the children and Uncle Kabir managed to reach Draco. Until then, take care, be good, and bye-bye.